Well, hello guys. This probably will be my last video for this weekend. So what I'm going to do right now is do what I normally do, and that is live in reality. Think of something logically. And let's just see if this makes sense to you. So here's an idea. Let's take the police. You know, those people that keep law and order and protect the citizens of society. Let's defund them so they haven't got any money, and so they can't patrol the streets, and tie their hands up in all sort of legal jargon, so when they arrest a criminal, that criminal can be out in about 15 minutes, and give the criminal more rights than a normal citizen. So what you think is going to happen, eh? Well, of course, all the bad people, the criminals, will think, oh, do you know what? I've been such a bastard most of my life. I'm going to start going straight and be good. Of course, thinking logically, that's never going to happen. What's happening in the cities where they defunded the police and made it hard for them to do their job are crime-ridden places with the murder rates right up there. But of course, the funny thing is, you don't even have to be really super intelligent to know that was going to happen. The UK police force is almost as bad. They've gone woke. And here's another one. I know, let's hire people for the company just so that it ticks a box. Just so we have the right number of ethnic different people in their company. So it looks good. Doesn't matter whether absolutely no good at their job. Look at the sheet of ticked boxes we've got here. And that's happening in all businesses. And it's been disastrous, as we see. But once again, you don't have to have much intelligence to know that was going to happen. Everybody knows from the way back, you hire somebody who's best at the job, regardless of their sexuality, regardless of their ethnic background, because that makes sense, because it's the logical thing to do. And all these ideas that have put into place that are completely backward and are completely disastrous are not logical decisions. These decisions have been made by, well, shall I just say, people who don't think logically, they think emotionally. And the other thing is, because these ideas have been made by these type of people, they do not take accountability either, and they will not learn by the mistakes they made and double down. And here's another one. This great big company who sells stuff to people, that's basically all it does, takes a political stand and alienates half its customers it already has, and insults them, and actually annoys the other half. And all this company doing is selling something to make money. I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I'm going to go buy something. I couldn't give a damn what political stance this company has. And the company shouldn't care what political stance I have. They should just care about my money. Once again, it's done by people who think emotionally, not logically. I believe the experiment really should be over before nothing's left. If the idea is to destroy societies and cities and destroy the quality of people's lives, then it looks like they're right on track. Just a touch of reality for my last video of the weekend. You know, I really want to win the lottery. I think about it every night. Sometimes I cry myself to sleep about it. But I haven't won it yet, and I've been thinking about it so much. Of course, the trouble is, I don't even buy a ticket. You see, that's the logic we're dealing with here, guys. You take it easy now.